Blog Talk Radio.
Be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You are found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index.
And if I may say that these sports in-depth nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Hey, finally, once again, where the song so apropos all year round is perfectly being played in the weather, climate, temperature. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk, Radio, the Trust in God. We don't ever lie. Well, not for the late. But it ain't like the freezing cold weather I hear that's forthcoming. It's still happening in New York City, and more importantly, snow's coming. There won't be no snow here. Doc Stanley, Sports Net, Block Talk Radio, Trust in God Network. Then happy birthday to my cousin Cookie yesterday. 57th birthday. I remember he was. That's what he is. How blessed we both all are to be here. Great cook. Good ask for you, fine. Cousin, find a son, find a nephew, find a young man. Paul Howard Jr. He's third in the line. It's from Little Paul, Cookie, nickname, and a sweetheart of a human being. You know, those typical big guys that just get a horse and bonanza. Well, no, a big guy, man. Chilly, but he does only kindness, sweetness, gratitude, love, friendship, aid, looking for more Christ like minds. Well, we're doing a lot of show here. We're going to do some show here. We promise you shows from San Paulo, Puerto Rico, and also Garcia. When we left the States, I concerned with Orlando, Josh, and Sophia. First man to win the MVP unanimously. A three-day player. First man to win the MVP of the year unanimously. And the next year, his teammate, Willie McCarthy, won it unanimously after coming up like about, I think, May, June. Covey, right? He was the man with the most intentional walks in baseball history. So another job. buying more bonds. But Barry Bonds got over 110 new books. 110 new books. And at O'Connor Walks, he said he wouldn't be Peter. He said he didn't think anybody who got 200 walks would be more powerful. These kind of things you don't hear about. We really aren't hearing so much story. First time he encountered right on the other area. Well, let's get that kid in the hands of the paper. Very much. The nice God's son. We want the son. Not me. The family's king. You know what I'm saying? I didn't hit him. Wouldn't buy his ball anything. Number 25. 7 times. Actually, it could have been 9 times. Crossed by both the penalty. One back to back. One of them would have been good to me, though. And Dusty Baker scored 7-10. End up to both. The pitch to Jeff on that side. Can't win any of these. Marvelous stat. That's everybody, too. How many score did Roger Maris get in a year? And he's just going home. Roger being left, just going home in 1961. How many scores did he get in a year?
Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, we're here live from Brazil. Empire. This time, Lord, we come to you, humble hearts, hanging our heads in gratitude, wishing that there is nothing but love. There's no claim and need to a Christian, but once you make it, it's a big thing. Love you. Love you. Better get that no man to the man of the Christian. That's what you see. Is not put a little food on the table, put my back shoes on. Thank you for it. Lord, still the devil. I love that great line. But that both now. And put what a wonderful word it would be. This word is only for this one. We ask for the food, ask for the what would be hoping is. Back home, New York, go back home to Germany. Back home. Just go back. Back to you. Go back. God, every place has been home for me. Back to another place. You know what it's like? And come back with you on earth. What? Our name is in the book. It helps with these questions. Have me over there. Breaking up the fence. Hello, Lenny. Camarina. Hi, Mr. Then it's May Camarina. That's the refrigerator. What did we miss? We don't know. Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça. Ela menina que vem, que passa.
Um
doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado, do sol de Ipanema. O seu balançado é mais que um poema. É a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Por que estou tão sozinho? Por que tudo é tão triste? A beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor.
You look back over life, you have a few friends in life. Mm-hmm. Looking back, I look at the day, it's Marion and Larry Hart, you're right here. Two of five. You guys just, people admire that they saw us on Larry's radio show. And then Larry introduced me to Marion. Mary and Marion got together on Thanksgiving, Saturday, after Thanksgiving in 1991. Covered some fights out in Vegas. That led to a friendship, kinship, and a brothership. A lot of brothers ain't friends. Most brothers ain't. Sisters seem to be closer to being friends than brothers. So anyhow, Mary and I talked. We talked about it on the right. Remember when I ended his story? Mike, look at it all of maybe 2.6 seconds. I said, Mel, you sure no talent. You see it. You put it on the back page with me, and we became one of the foremost African sports pages in the history of mankind, without question, the best in New York City, the best around the world. Marion was inundated with a horde of things at time one and asked me to come in and have been guesting on the greatest boxing show of all time, Brooklyn Boxing, to, you know, hey, Mel, you doc, can you help me with this? After being on Brooklyn Boxing, Larry Hardesty show, because Larry Hardesty was the first person to call me, Doc Tim. And I remember walking up to him in the press room, had the baddest pair of black corduroy. I never seen black corduroy pants, please. And one of them says, hello, Mr. Hardy, my name is Sid. And he said to me, Arthur Ashe said to me when I first introduced myself, Larry said, I know who you are. And so Arthur said, I know who you are. Larry said, Doc Tim. Maybe Arthur was thinking it, but he didn't say it. The kinship and friendship began. That led into Marion working on boxing, greatest boxer of all time. I remember Rodney Allen Greer, we were at a fair, my man John, the legendary Cotton Club, and I introduced myself and talked. And he asked, you know what, they said, well, I'm a retired police officer. And I used to host working on boxing. Eyes lit up. His face showed a glow of adulation, joy, and toward me, respect and adulation. He said, working on boxing? He said, when I lived in New York City, I watched working on boxing every Monday. Show came on every Monday at 4, Friday at 10, couldn't be dead. Early part of the week and the last part of the week. Don King, always being indebted to Don King. I love America because it was Don who, through Larry, flew us out to the Buddy McGirt, Simon Brown, welterweight championship fight. Buddy McGirt said something I will never, ever forget. He said, when he saw me and Marion come into his bedroom, I saw Mel Stanley and Marion Boykin come into my dressing room, I knew I was going to win the fight. And I did it down for that. To be able to be there for a friend Buddy McGirt is always acknowledging. He'll be across the room and, hey, Mel Stanley. Buddy had a very trying situation. His birthday, the same day as Muhammad Ali. January hosts some great birthdays. Ali is the 17th. The day before is Floyd Jones Jr. Buddy and Ali have the same birthday. Bernard Hopkins, the 12th. Is Joe Frazier, and the 10th. Is George Foreman. Joe is sandwiched in between the two guys. Only two guys ever beat him. And twice at that. George Foreman and Muhammad Ali. The month ends with that of Jackie Robinson. Yep. And my buddy Glenn Martin opens with the birthday of Marion Porter's lovely wife, Marion Funches, and the late sports editor of the New York Beacon, Mark Raspberry. Second is my beloved Turquoise, named after her godmother, Turquoise Irving. Yes, the wife of the legendary Julius, Dr. J. Irving, the seventh foremost female pure person in the history of boxing, Charlie Swanson. The fourth, Marla Caulfield, wife of the only African-American home run champion. It leading home runs for a foreign team. The great rifle arm, gold glove, and I'm sitting here talking about birthdays. My mother, the 21st, greatest woman in my life, one of the greatest without question. My beloved Vivian Pauline Howard Stanley. Days before that, my man Anthony Emil Doolin, son of one of the greatest men of my life, too, Arnold Emil Doolin. 22nd is Cheeky and his wife's Shirley's anniversary. 25th, a month after Christmas, is my beloved grandson, Tariq, my first grandson, too. A great young man he is. Hey, G, Dad. And the 1st of January now will mark this coming year, forthcoming year, the anniversary of Demi's marriage to Michael Lynn. Demi had got married on the Cayman Islands. What a remarkable time we had. You know, when we left the Florida 29th, went down to Florida. She had 50 people come to the affair. We as a family were together for New Year's Eve. Family were together for New Year's Day. Family together for Demi's wedding. And then the family together the next day for Turquoise's birthday. That's just going to never, ever happen again like that. I don't think so. Well, it could be. Yeah. Right. 3 days in a row. New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and it's double New Year's Day. Demi's wedding, Turquoise's birthday, which was in her mother's country, where her mother was in Belize. We were in Belize. Met and Lady Rich met her there. Tremendous, so kind of me. I remember went to the bar and I like the propensity to red wine and cognac or my favorites. And also like now and then the white wine and tonic. And she told me, you know, well, don't drink the brandy because it's not chop chop, but the white rum is. Yeah. Oh, yeah, listen to the tip. Pretty lady, too. That's saying he's supposed to block the great and trusted club. You know, we're not going to do a lot of talking. Canelo Alvarez. I should have Lady A on here talking about the situation. That was kind of ironic. And it's a situation where Canelo Alvarez has tested positive for a drug, and he's claiming he got it for tainted meat. Really? This is to Lady A.
Canelo Alvarez tested positive for obesity. So I'm just going to repeat it again. Canelo Alvarez tested positive for obesity. Giving the response to this excuse is that he ate some tainted meat. Not the first time that people have given excuses or that is.
He's right. Cinco de Mayo. Excuse me, Dr. Stan. It's going to be interesting how this plays out now. I mean, okay, if you knew you had the tainted meat, it seems somewhere along the line this should have been exposed, spoke about at a time. Then how did you know the meat was tainted? And if you knew the meat was tainted, once again, why is there not some sort of mention of this prior to this? Ate tainted meat. And you would kind of think, man, you know, you're kind of eating the best restaurants. How do you wind up with tainted meat? Anyhow, story on that. Also, you know, Mr. Wilder continued to win it. You know, he's moving toward, you know, right moving in there. He can get that 50-0 as a heavyweight, surpassing Marciano. And he'd be even more supreme than Mayweather. Beat King Kong. And the fight, the Lady A was impressed with him about, once again, the first lady of the Sweet Science.
finest practitioner from a female perspective and from a whole lot of other perspectives, the first lady of boxing, Lady A. There it is, Lady A from New York City. Steve Farhood from, and I used to write for Ring Magazine. And two brands like Farhood, Lady A, see things that way. That's the way it was. I'm standing exposed in the blocks of Greater Interpretation Guard Network. That's a boxing update. We hear that Alanis Betty is doing better, not out of the woods, but you can see the forest now. And so we keep him in prayer. Birthday wishes one more time to my cousin, 50. Wow. One of the Ides of March, two people I've known for a long time, even more so. I saw Smokey Robinson and Diana Ross. And Smokey said he's known Diana since she was 8 years old. I've known Audrey Pearson, let's say. I remember working at the vegetable store. So she had to be about 14. Don't know as long as Smokey knows Diana, and maybe not as well to a certain degree. Long time friends and neighbors, long time. In fact, she had a brother named Elvis. Yep, brother named Elvis. Dr. Kennedy's Sports Network, the Greater Interpretation Guard Network. Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way here live from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Giving you a little something here, want to keep Sports Network going and try to catch up some of the crew. So right now, before we go on our way, Marvin Gaye has this to say on Sports and Depth Live from Sao Paulo, Mr. Gaye. Come on, have something to say.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to
that
die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't
live.
Live.
Live for life.
But let live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, the blood feels. You got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children. Bye.
It's about that time. We thought, right? So the system of everything that he's been taught. So the others, you pay for your space. I am just kidding. But, you know, again, it's not a case of acting. I'm just kidding. I oh.
All over town and just to see what yeah. I could find.
Yeah.
Every now and then I find some company, but every kiss simple.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.
And the reason why we have life and able to have life more abundantly because he paid it all.
Unselfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love before for me. Nailed in your hands, nailed in your feet. Pierced in your side, could barely breathe. Could have came down, yet you remain standing in awe of the price you pay. I never knew of a love so true. You gave your life and still I heard you. Lost so many times to supply you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sins. You paid it all. Oh,
Didn't have to pay it. Didn't need to pay it. Did nothing to cause the bill. Cross far away. Tim Benno's thoughts, closing thoughts. Life's most persistent, most urgent question is, what are you doing for this? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Also says, forgiveness is not a case of act, but a permanent state of mind. Muhammad Ali's service to others is what you pay for your room here on earth. Roberto Clemente, I am my brother's keeper. Dubbed by Nelson Mandela. My brothers come in all colors. Jackie Roosevelt. Life is not important except for the impact it has on other lives. I'm not concerned if you like me or not. I only want to respect me as a human being. And there's James Baldwin. Let me get it together now. To be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious leaves one in a constant state of rage. I've seen a couple for you today. The most important thing about learning is listening. Those who want the most always seem to give the less. I have another one, but let's close with the one that, well, hey, first let's close with my song, my favorite Earth, Wind & Fire song. Met them back in 1972. And this time I think we stopped in fact they were almost both meeting each other. The president writes Earth Wind & Fire. Where?
And with this thought, you got to trust somebody. You can't just trust anybody. From the bottom of my heart, Sports is a lot. I'm follow Brazil. We'll be back during the week. And thanks for being with us.
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.